John chapter 2. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." In Jesus' name, beloved of God. There once was a king who put on beggar's clothing and went out among his people to see how things really were for them. As you might imagine, things looked quite a bit different from that point of view than they did from the window of the royal carriage as it passed between rows of cheering subjects. When the king, however, came upon a certain injustice and tried to correct it, he found that no one would obey him or even listen to him, since they did not recognize him as the king. In a far greater way, our Savior laid aside the full use of his divine glory and was born in Bethlehem, not just to observe, but in our name to live the perfect life that we should have lived and to die the death that we deserved, so that we could receive the status as God's own children. And yet we can throw this all away in unbelief if we do not recognize that the child of Bethlehem was not only the son of Mary, but also the son of God. On the night of his birth, the angels were already revealing that there was more in the manger than met the eye. And the epiphany continued with the coming of the wise men and various other events in his life. One of the first events in Jesus' ministry which revealed his divine knowledge and power was the one that you have been familiar with from little on, the changing of water into wine at the wedding of Cana. Now, water and wine are two of the most common drinks all over the world. We might think that turning the Nile River into blood would be a much more spectacular sign of Jesus' power. But Jesus is not interested in spectacle. He takes the common things of this life, yes, and common people too, and makes them blessings for us and evidences of his glory. Even things which many others have misused and abused, like wine, Jesus does not mind giving to the unnamed couple of Cana. But especially today, we want to notice the timing of Jesus' miracle, his first miracle. You know, most or many stories have been dreamed up over the years about Jesus when he was an infant, speaking to a cherry tree on the way to Egypt so that it lowered its branches for Mary to pick some fruit. Others speak of Jesus when he was a young boy performing miracles to amaze his friends, perhaps throwing balls of clay into the air and turning them into pigeons. But John tells us that was not when Jesus worked his first miracle. That did not happen until the Cana wedding. And even then, his mother Mary had her own idea of the proper time for Jesus to help in some way. But Jesus knows the proper time to send relief, even if we have to wait for that time. His answer to Mary may have sounded like a flat refusal to help. What do I have to do with you? my time has not yet come. When he added those words, she accepted those words and told the servants nearby, do whatever he tells you. His time had not yet come, but from his own words, she concluded, it is only a matter of time. And so it is with us also. When we face challenges in our lives, or when we look ahead, many things at times seem unattainable. That special degree or diploma, a devout husband or wife, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, faithful friends, good neighbors, and so on. But we have his word regarding our every need. The Lord is our shepherd. There is nothing we shall lack. It is only a matter of time. When we are in any tribulation or sorrow or suffering or need, we would like to see the Christ work his wonder soon, wouldn't we? Or sooner. How about now? And what if his answer is, my time has not yet come? Shall we then turn our back on him and seek elsewhere for every good and perfect gift? Let's rather pray for the heart that trusts him so completely that whatever he tells us, we will do it, knowing that he always has our best interest at heart. One benefit for his timing for that marriage couple in Cana was that they would have a goodly amount of the finest wine for some time to come, since it was too late in the celebration for it to be completely consumed by the guests. We can be sure that our Savior also deals with us in the best way. When he says, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am, that is the permanent solution to every trouble. And it is only a matter of time and eternity. Hymn 795.